This is The Naked Scientist with Ben Valsler and with Sarah Castor-Perry. This week we're exploring plant pathology, and pretty soon we'll find out how modelling disease can help to treat and prevent crop diseases.
But first, nettles, brambles, ivy and bracken can be a bit of a problem if you're a gardener, not just because they sting, scratch and tangle, but because they can actually harm the diversity of woodlands. New research into these so-called thug species, led by Rob Mars from the University of Liverpool, suggests that they can even be more damaging than invasive plant species. Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham joined Rob for a walk through some woodland on the outskirts of Chester to find out more.
Well, the two here are obvious. There's bramble, which is, you know, everyone likes in the autumn because it provides good berries. And nettles, of course, which is a well-known one, which stings people. The issue with both of those is that they grow well, they produce a lot of biomass above ground, and therefore they can shade out a less competitive species. One of the other issues is, of course, that we are actually looking at this against a changing baseline of atmospheric nitrogen depositions. Over the last 50 years or so, there has been an increase in nitrogen, and this has actually provided a signal of change in species composition of the vegetation of Great Britain. And we tend to be finding species that respond to fertiliser outcompeting other species.
So there are more of these sort of thug, don't want to get too close actually, because there are nettles right next to us, more of these thug species like the nettles and the brambles. And actually, look through here, if you just crouch down, it's dense with those, nothing much else there.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And what's actually happening in the wider countryside, as opposed to just in woodlands, is we're seeing a process of biotic homogenisation, where, if you like, the many species that we used to have are being reduced, and we tend to be getting more species with the same traits, those that can grow fast, capture nutrients, and outcompete other species. And that's across more or less all habitats. We're seeing this trend.
I'm intrigued about this idea of them being a thug. I mean, they're not actively pushing other species out, are they? They're not sort of, you know, barging them out of the way.
Well, we don't know that. No, I mean, we didn't come up with the name thugger, and we just thought it was quite an interesting way to describe them. You could just call them dominant or over-dominant plants, which I think is probably my preferred wordage.
OK, for us, walking through this woodland, we can walk down the central path. There are a few smaller paths off. We can't get through this area of the brambles and the nettles. It's just too dense. So it's a pain for us. It doesn't look quite so nice. But what's really the big deal with these sort of plants?
Well, I don't think whether they're in the way for humans or not is relevant. I'm quite happy to wander through here, or at least I get my students to do it, because, you know, that's just how woodlands are. These species are there, particularly bramble, they're not particularly nettle, they're not particularly pleasant to work with, but if you do need to walk through them, you just need to walk through them. The issue really is that they have the potential to displace other species, and that's where, I guess, our worry is. I mean, you could argue that it's perfectly reasonable to just allow this process to happen. It's sort of natural, although we are probably enhancing it with the eutrophication that's coming from the atmosphere.
So more nutrients
more
around.
Nutrients, yeah. But also, here we have a lot of dog walkers. You know, and although they pick up their the faeces, the dogs are still urinating and will be adding nutrients to the vegetation, and that's enhancing the growth of these particular plants.
Actually, we've seen quite a few dog walkers here. Is that why, if you walk along this path, there are the nettles and these other thug species either side of the path, do you think? Do you think that actually has an impact?
Well, that's one explanation. I mean, there's also possibly a bit more light in those areas, but certainly it certainly will, or should at least, enhance their growth, yes.
So if you look at the bigger picture here, this means that our woodlands are becoming less diverse.
Yes, and certainly if these species increase, then you would expect to see a reduction in woodland species diversity. On the other hand, if they reduce in the future, there's the potential for the diversity to increase.
So what do we do about this? Do we do anything? Is this just a natural process or a semi-natural process? Just let woodlands get on with it?
Well, one can do that. The point that worries me is that if we lose too much of the diversity, then we will have a much harder job to re-establish it in the future.
That was Rob Mars from the University of Liverpool talking to Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham. And you can find out more Planet Earth online resources via our website. Just go to thenakedscientist.com/planet Earth.